Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The Old Testament reading for this morning is from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Rise, go to Zarephath, there which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please read with me our catechetical review found in your bulletin this morning, the Ten Commandments. The first commandment, "You shall have no other gods." What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. The epistle for this morning is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, through chapter 6, verse 10. "If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore them in the spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters,
For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated, and we continue with the children's sermon.
Off. I think I'm back on now. You can just kind of gather right around in here. I'm going to sit right here. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So let me start out by asking you guys a question. Do you ever worry about like what you're going to wear the next day, your clothes? Not really? Okay. Do you ever worry? All right. Do you ever worry about what you're going to eat? Not really. Okay. Do you worry about if you're going to sleep in a warm bed at night or any of those kind of things? Do you ever worry about that? Okay. So why don't you have to worry about that? Because God meets your needs. And you know, he uses your parents to provide you with food and clothing. You know, and you're always thankful for the food that you're given, right? You like everything that you're given, right? Right? Okay. All right. So the Lord uses your parents, God uses your parents to provide you with those things that you need daily. Now, Jesus today in this story, he talks about, I really like flowers, okay? I like flowers a lot, so I have a picture of some lilies here, okay? And you can see this picture of the lilies. So Jesus tells them, he's telling his disciples and the others that are listening, he says, why do you worry about what you're going to wear? Look at the lilies of the field and look at their splendor, he says. And yet King Solomon, who was this really famous king, he said, even in all of his glory, okay, he was not arrayed like one of these. And then he said, he also talked in there about the birds of the air. You guys like birds? I love birds. They're fun to watch, right? They also eat worms. That's right. Yeah. And see, because God provides them what they need day by day. And Jesus said, you know, that do you see the birds running about and storing? Do they store all this food? Do they go in and they store all this food? No. And that's because they know that they have what they're going to need day by day. So Jesus tells us here that if he provides for these flowers and he provides for these birds and these things, why then do we need to worry about what we're going to wear or what we're going to eat? Because he's going to provide us what we need. So sometimes when we don't trust in God for these things like we should, we're breaking the first commandment. Do you remember what the first commandment is? Who can do it with me? You shall have no other gods. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Come on, everybody. You shall have no other gods, right? Right. And then we also in our daily Lord's Prayer we pray for that God. One of the petitions we pray is we pray, give us our daily bread. And that's where we ask God to provide those things that we need to sustain us in this life. God richly provides for us. He gives us everything that we need. Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Dear God, we thank you this morning that you love us so much, that you gave us what we needed the most, that you died on the cross for our sins, and that you richly provide everything else that we need, our food and our clothing and all the other things we need for this life. With grateful hearts, we say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thanks, guys. We continue with our sermon hymn. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, question is this morning, what kind of things do you worry about? What keeps you up at night? Is it the job? Maybe a coworker? A tough relationship? How about COVID? It's reared its ugly head once again. Maybe you worry about something else that you read or hear in the news, politics, where you see things going, and we worry about these things. Maybe for you it's worrying about if you're going to have enough money for retirement. Do you find yourself worrying, like here in the text we see, about your daily survival, what you're going to eat, drink, and wear? At first glance of this gospel today, we might get the idea that Jesus would be promoting irresponsibility and laziness. Stop working and earning a paycheck. Just sit back and let God just take care of all your needs. Well, that's not quite how it works, and that's not what Jesus is saying here. So we see that he points out the birds. They don't gather into barns, meaning they're not storing up provisions for hard times ahead. And yet they rely on the Creator's provision to give them what they need. Why do you worry about clothing, Jesus goes on to say. And consider the lilies of the field, he reminds them. Not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. Jesus is telling us here, as the disciples of his creation, he tells the disciples and the others here that can't they see how much more valuable they are? God cares for all his creation, and so if he provides for birds and flowers, we know then that he will give us what we need. This is important. In this very prosperous nation in which we live, I would venture to say that most of us in this building today have homes, cars, and possessions that probably exceed what it is that we really need. In the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, we pray this: give us this day our daily bread. And out of the small catechism, the question is what is meant by daily bread? Well, here's what Luther says about that. Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. So the central thought here is, if we take away our daily bread, namely the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the homes that shelter us, the government that protects us, we die. Since these things are so important, then, why do we take them for granted and not express gratitude for them? It's easy for us to forget this and what it is that we are really daily petitioning God for, and the fact that he does provide for us. And yet, often in our sin, we don't express the gratitude. It's certainly not about what we want, but that cuts to the heart of one of the problems here, and that is that too often we find ourselves with more than enough goods and possessions, only to be found wanting, coveting for even more. We are bombarded in this capitalistic society of gluttonous materialism to buy more, to get more, because doing so will make us happy and fulfilled. If we ask ourselves, what would our lives really be like if we did rely completely on the providential care of our loving Father to daily supply and give us that which we need and nothing more? Could you imagine? We often hear things like, go ahead, you deserve it. You've worked hard, and after all, you only live once. We accumulate money and countless possessions, and then what? All these things do for us sometimes is cause us more stress as we end up worrying about all the stuff that we have. And in the end of our lives, it's all meaningless. Remember what we heard at the beginning of the text today, where Jesus says, you can't serve both God and money. This is impossible. You cannot have God as your slave master and money as your slave master simultaneously. So then we have to ask ourselves, who is our God? And yes, we worry. We worry that we won't have enough. We worry about tomorrow. We worry about so many things. In our sin, we break the first commandment because we don't put our faith, hope, and trust in the one true God who is able to supply us with everything that we need. And it's as if in some way, as Jesus told them, we think we are capable of adding another day to our life by worrying about tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. We can't add another single day to our lives. Our days that we will spend on this earth are determined and numbered by God alone. Worry is sin because it is the opposite of trust in God. When we see that we are worrying, we simply repent of it, ask God to forgive us, and we move on. We then ask Him to strengthen us in our faith so that we would continue to trust in Him more and more daily. Jesus tells us here today that He is always with us and He will give us that which we need to support us here in this life here on earth. Dear saints, our identity is in Christ and Christ alone. In baptism, He has saved you and He has saved me from our sins, giving you what you need the most, the gift of salvation, saving your soul from death and hell. Most importantly, when we look at it in this light, we see then that God has already really given to us what it is that we need. So if He is the caretaker of our souls, why would we doubt that He wouldn't take care of the daily needs that we have of the body? Here in His Word, He feeds us with this bread of life that nourishes us unto eternity. These words from Scripture that we hear today comfort and soothe our troubled souls as the Holy Spirit reminds us once again that He is always with us, will never leave us nor forsake us, and will give us always what we need. Again, in His Holy Supper, Jesus comes to us here as we partake of His body and blood, the holy food here which sustains us and gives us the strength we need to get through another day. This is what you and I need. Outside of this, we have no comfort or hope. Dear saints, we need not worry about tomorrow and what it may bring. We need not worry about clothing, home, food, all of those things. For if Jesus, through His bloody death and dying on the cross, has provided you with what you need the most, why would we waste time worrying about all these other things? You are much more valuable than anything in all creation, as you are God's child and you belong to Him. He is with you always. Paul says this in Philippians 4:19, I leave you with this, and my God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.